1857 to 1859 as the best period of his life. He travelled all over Russia, from the Black Sea to the White and from Brod to Krasny Yar, and sent back reports in the form of letters to his uncle. I had no need to clear myself a path to the people through books and ready-made ideas, he later wrote. I studied them in place. Books were a precious help to me, but I was the helmsman. Hence, I'm not rooted in any school, because it was not in school that I learned, but on Scott's barges. These travels gave him a great store of impressions that he drew upon all his life. Scott was struck by the literary quality of Leskoff's reports and used to read them aloud to his neighbours, one of whom praised them so highly that it gave Leskoff the idea of becoming a writer. As he commented rather dryly in a third-person note on himself 30 years later, his writing began by chance. He was born in the village of Gorokhovo, near the town of Oryol, in 1831. Oryol, located in the Russian heartland, the so-called Wooden Russia, some 220 miles southwest of Moscow, is the setting of 5 of the 17 stories in the present collection. Another is set in Mtsensk, which is in the Oryol region, and 5 more take place in other provincial Russian towns. This preponderance of the provincial is typical of Leskoff's work as a whole, though, as the reader will see, he could also tell sophisticated and witty stories set in Petersburg, Moscow, Vienna. On his father's side, Leskoff came from several generations of priests serving the village of Lesky, which gave them their family name. His father, too, received a seminary education, but he broke with tradition and entered government service in the Oryol courts, eventually attaining the rank of collegiate assessor, which conferred hereditary nobility. His mother was from an impoverished aristocratic family. Her father, a Moscow nobleman who had lost everything during the French invasion in 1812, worked as an estate manager in Gorokhovo. Her mother, of whom Leskoff gives us a fine portrait in the last chapter of Deathless Golovan, was of Moscow merchant stock, and, as Leskoff says, was taken in marriage into a noble family not for her wealth but for her beauty. Leskoff thus combined in himself the 3 estates, noble, mercantile, and clerical, but in oddly mixed and attenuated forms. He first came to know the 4th estate, the peasants, serfs at that time, in 1839, when his father gave up his position as a magistrate in Oryol and bought the small country estate of Panino in the Kromy district, 20 miles from Oryol. This move and some of the experiences it led to are described in the opening chapters of his story, The Spook. The knowledge of peasant life he acquired then, later enriched by his travels for Alexander Scott, differed greatly from the abstractions of radical social theory that were becoming fashionable in Moscow and Petersburg. Leskoff's formal schooling was limited to the 5 years from 1841 to 1846 he spent at the secondary school in Oryol. He later wrote that he was terribly bored but studied well, but in fact he was a mediocre student, and at the age of 15 he left school without finishing and went into civil service as a clerk in the Oryol Criminal Court. In 1848 his father died during an outbreak of cholera, leaving his mother to manage the little estate at Panino and raise 7 children, of whom he was the eldest. In 1849, his maternal uncle, Sergei Petrovich Alferiev, a doctor in Kiev and a professor at the university, invited him to visit. Leskoff was greatly impressed by the city and decided to stay. He took a leave from his post in Oryol, and by February of 1850 had been accepted as a junior clerk in the Kiev Military Recruitment Office. This close experience of the workings of Russian bureaucracy and of the fate of conscripts, the term of military service at that time was 25 years, would reappear again and again in his writing. Leskoff spent 8 years in Kiev, made friends with students and professors at the university through his uncle, sat in on courses, read widely, learned Ukrainian and Polish, and incidentally witnessed the building of the famous Nikolaevsky chain bridge over the Dnieper River, designed by the Anglo-Irish engineer Charles Blacker Vignoles. This was the first multi-span suspension bridge in Europe, and at the time the longest in the world. The workers and the work on the bridge have a central place in his story, The Sealed Angel, 1870.